some events and some activities. We want to take a few minutes to do this on a Friday because we do have some organizations that have some things going on. For example, in the city of Saginaw, there's another one of those census awareness events that's going on. It's going on today. It's a chance for you to get assistance if you need to complete your census in the city of Saginaw. Census on the go today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Great Giant Food Center at 3216 Sheridan in Saginaw. Again, 11 till 1. And computers are going to be available, so censuses can be filled out directly. And participants can enjoy a free lunch from a local food truck vendor. There'll be some free giveaways. And also, so you know, ensuring the safety of everyone who's on hand, hand sanitizers and disinfectants will be available. And if you are going to be showing up, you are encouraged to wear an appropriate face covering, please. Enjoy Census on the Go in Saginaw today, 11 till 1, the Giant Food Center, 3216 Sheridan Avenue. Downtown Saginaw is the place to be tonight. In fact, this tonight, Friday, and the next two Fridays following, as Pride in Saginaw is going to feature the Food Truck Dinner Dash from 4 until 7 p.m. You can stop by Morley Plaza and get your Friday night takeout, again, from 4 till 7. It is takeout only. There will be no dining accommodations available in the plaza, so you know. But, you know, you grab it and you go home, the Dinner Dash. The food trucks will include Divine Taste of Chicago, El Farolito's, TNT Concessions, Cool Carts to Go, Making Bacon, Honey's Tasty Potatoes and More, Saginaw Waffle Hut, Big Earl's Barbecue. So have some fun tonight. And remember, it is going to be for the next three Fridays, tonight, the 14th and the 21st, Morley Plaza, downtown Saginaw, 4 till 7 p.m. In Bay City, Fridays at the Falls continues another event tonight. And the show begins at 6. The performance tonight is going to be with the Cronies and Les Egos Band. Against the Cronies and Les Egos Band, the 3rd Street Waterfall Park. That's where you're going to find Friday at the Falls, as has been going on Fridays in July and through this month of August. The Center Stage Theater with the Midland Center for the Arts continues its weekly performances of William Shakespeare's plays, going through all 37, I think they're up to number 20, I believe. But it's a performance that's conducted and broadcast on the Midland Center for the Arts Facebook page. And it's a lot of fun. You can access the Midland Center Facebook page starting at 9 o'clock tonight and enjoy the performance. MidlandCenter.org/virtual events to find out more. MidlandCenter.org/virtual events. The Saginaw Celebrates Summer is going on, and there are many activities and events associated, including a formal Japanese tea ceremony that's in place for tomorrow. With, of course, the Japanese Cultural Center Tea House and Gardens, 2 o'clock. It is a $10 cost, and a reservation is required because of limitations, only 8 per ceremony. So contact the Japanese Tea House and find out more about the tea ceremony tomorrow at 2. Again, with its limitations, you want to make sure that you get your reservation in. We have a reminder that... Hang on 1 second here. I was going through things and I accidentally repositioned some stuff here. All right, this is for Monday. A reminder that the next meeting of the ADHD Parent Support Group is going to be at the Saginaw Valley Church of the Nazarene on Tittabawassee Road in Saginaw, right next to our studios, as a matter of fact. It starts at 6:30. It's the second Monday of every month, and this coming Monday, the 10th, is the second Monday. And it's support, it's encouragement, it's resource sharing for the ADHD Parent Support Group, 6:30, Saginaw Valley Church of the Nazarene, 1815 Tittabawassee Road in Saginaw. Wednesday is another edition of the Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. every Wednesday. Drive-through, first come, first serve. The pantry is open. And again, 121 South Harrison in Saginaw for the First Presbyterian Food Pantry Wednesday, the next Wednesday from 9 till 11. Next Thursday, I think this is the final performance, this shows on my calendar anyway here, of the Music in the Park events at Irons Park in West Branch. 7 o'clock is start time, and featuring this coming Wednesday, the Todd Michael Band. It's a country band, the Todd Michael Band, so you can enjoy that. Music in the Park is what it's called. 7 o'clock at Irons Park in West Branch for this coming Thursday, August 13th. 7 o'clock is the start time. The Region 4, Region, I should say, 7, Region 7 Area Agency on Aging, still accepting free vision, dental, and hearing aid programs with special availability through some funding that's been received. And as long as funding holds out, you can get your free vision, dental, and hearing aid programs through September 30th. Or if the funding depletes, then it will have to be stopped. But find out more, go when you call 800-858-1637, 800-858-1637 for the free vision, hearing, dental programs of Region 7 Area Agency on Aging. And one more thing involving the Area Agency on Aging, a plan to distribute free face masks in the parking lot of the agency. This coming Tuesday, August 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., this is for those who are 60 and older, masks on a first-come, first-served basis, 1615 South Euclid in Bay City. This coming Tuesday, for 60 years and older adults, get the free face masks from the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging.